The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' He answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you anything, because he is his friend, and at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. I have to say, you have to love Abraham this morning, right? Persistence is the man's middle name. Well, this morning, we actually are going to get kicked off that front porch we were on last weekend with Eric and sent to our neighbor's front porch. Hospitality is still part of the picture, but it's the kind of hospitality that has us getting out of bed in the middle of the night. Not totally convenient for either you or your neighbor. We are crossing a different kind of threshold in our scripture today, and it all begins with the Lord's Prayer. Now, in the Great Thanksgiving, in a few minutes, I will introduce the Great Thanksgiving by saying, "And now, as our Savior has taught us, we are bold to say," bold, as in we better watch out what we pray for. Bold as in we will be called to follow the footsteps of this prayer, not just recite it by rote memory. It will ask of us something different each time we say those words aloud. Bold as in, if you can't do this by yourselves. You have to persist in joining with others as you will be asked to join with them. And within the life this prayer gives us, we will find true joy and delight. Mercy and forgiveness. Joy and delight. Mercy and forgiveness. Today, Jesus gives us this prayer. And if we live into his prayer, we will know the love and delight of God's love in action through us, in our neighbors, in ourselves, and even in our strangers that come our way. For the last few weeks, we have traveled with the Samaritan, the outsider's transformation, and then to Mary, the insider's transformation, breaking barriers and stepping across thresholds. And now we hear these words of this prayer that are so familiar to our own lips. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. All names are holy before God. We are created in the image of God. Our names are holy as well. Calling people by their names means something. It means you see them, you know them, you have a relationship with them. And all the names you call God are holy. Thy kingdom come. That is good news. Now, that kingdom is here with us right now. And it changes every day we follow in Jesus' path. Thy will be done. Our free will is best when seen through the will of God. But we do have free will. On earth as it is in heaven, God's creation matters every single day. Give us this day our daily bread. That's the line I love best. It's hard to take it one day at a time sometimes. But that line is our saving grace. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This is not something we do alone. We do it. It's a mutual thing that happens. And lead us not into temptation. Oh my goodness, there are so many of them out there. We have to keep our side of the street clean. We have to pay attention to those temptations that are put before us. The big ones and the little ones. But deliver us from evil. We Episcopalians don't like to talk about evil very much, but the fact is, it's out there. And we have to be delivered from evil by God's grace, by knowing God. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It's totally about the love of God, for the love of God. It's a beautiful prayer. I love it the first time when one of our kids has finally learned that prayer, and all of a sudden you hear this little voice come booming out, proud of the fact that they can say it by heart. And that's how we get to say it, is by heart, every single time. For us, the Lord's Prayer brings us back to center every time we say it. If we're listening boldly with our hearts and souls wide open to God's love, we will hear this amazing invitation. I really do believe that this prayer is an invitation into the relationship that we have with God, both as individuals, but more so as a community. It is a call to action. It is a call to serve others. And we start by saying it together aloud, boldly, here on Sunday morning as a community. And somehow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit that God gives us in response to this prayer, opens up a door to each other's hearts. And we get to decide how much we share, how boldly we cross that threshold into each other's lives. Thy will be done. We are the key to making this prayer, or quite frankly, any prayer, work. We just don't get to be the one in charge of the answer. I will tell you that one of my great joys in my week and in our services is putting that little round wafer in your hand. It feels like a joyous prayer to me every single time. And witnessing your response is part of it. It is the exchange, because there's always an exchange in prayer. We come to God's table with our sorrows and challenges, and we all have them, make no mistake. We bring them here to God's table, and then we receive this bread and the cup, and then we walk away strengthened for the journey ahead, surrounded by our community of faith. That's what communion is. Whether you put the bread in your mouth or you drink the wine, it makes no difference. It's the walking up the aisle, standing here with your community, and accepting Jesus. And then we go out to do the work God gives us to do. And offering Jesus as a prayer in action can happen at any time during your week. It meets the wilderness of every one of our sorrows boldly with love. So I invite you to listen to another version of this Lord's Prayer that I think opens up the meaning a little wider. Our Father, one small brush of the grand lifting wing. Holy are all the names of God. Your kindness come, and your kiss be felt warm on every lump of soil, gust of wind, lapping of salt sea and fresh water. Give us today, and let us recognize it as a gift, the bread and beauty of it, and that it is like no other. Forgive us all the love we owed but hoarded, and our careless or angry trespassing on the lives of your children, even as with unbearable effort we forgive the taking and the trampling of what is precious to us. Draw your hush across our lips and pull us back from what we would regret. Find us an escape, or stay with us when there is none. For yours is the place our hands are held. Yours is the courage of the sequoia and the broken atom. Yours are galaxies and starlight and the hum of bees. Now, and when we come to sing all our todays into your tomorrows. Amen.